yacht.
A little brown shark, don't I love thee. All right, knock it off, you guys. I'm working this side of the bar. Everybody says to me, hey, John, whatever happened to them 10 little bottles? Well, I'll tell you, just like the old cow, they all went dry. And my wife made me quit drinking booze, but I fool her. I freeze it and eat it. Oh, we get along. We take a walk every evening, right past that old mission. Last night I knocked on the door and I says, say, do you save bad girls in here? And he says, yes, we do. So I said, well, save a couple for me Saturday night, will you? Boy, she got mad and went home. So I went downtown to my barber shop. I got up in his chair. He lathered me up, stropped his long razor. This pretty girl come over and sit down and started whittling on my fingernails. I says to her, hey, honey bun, are you married? She said, not necessarily. So I said, I'll tell you what. Why don't you ask your husband if you and me can go out together? She says, ask him yourself. He's shaving you. Oh, I got out of there quick, ducked into the nearest bar. While I was sitting there, this pretty girl come over. Looked like she wanted to get acquainted. I told her, you don't want an old codger like me. I used to chase girls, but I can't remember why. Every time I dream about girls now, it's a rerun. Anyway, she said, the least you could do is drive me home. So I did. But halfway there, a terrible thing happened. I ran out of gas. She reached in her purse, pulled out a jug, and I says, hey, what you got there, scotch? She says, no, gasoline. So I dropped her off and went home to Mama. But I figured I'd better get her a present. So you know what I bought her? A grandfather's clock. As I was carrying it out to my car, this dang drunk coming down the sidewalk bumped into me, knocked me down flat on my back. My grandfather's clock fell right on top of me, busted into 100 pieces. I looked up at the drunk and said, why in the heck don't you look where you're going? He looked down at me and says, well, why in the heck don't you wear a wristwatch like everybody else? And the moral to this story, friends, is this. Don't never, ever pour black coffee down an intoxicated man. Because if you do, you're liable to wind up with a wide-awake drunk on your hands.